Good morning. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Lee, and this is All Things McGill. Joining me today in the studio is Laura. How are you, Laura?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Before I forget, that track we last heard was by Megazoid. It was called Stab Shot Rhythm, and it was off the More Blood EP. So Laura's joining me today from Journalist for Human Rights, the McGill chapter, and we're going to spend a little time talking about that group and their activities on campus. So first, I guess, Laura, how did you get involved with JHR?
Well, I got into JHS by simply, picking up a copy of the JHR publication, which is Speak, and I felt like it really hit home. I mean, to be able to speak, that's what JHS is about. It's about communication. Words are vital. They're what make us human. They allow us to convey who we are to the world. And then the other aspect is about hearing the stories of others who may have been silenced in the past, allowing them to speak for themselves with no spin and no sugarcoating. And that's one great thing about the world in our global age, mass communication and all. We can hear everyone and allow them to hear us.
So where can you find the JHR, the newsletters? How often do they come out?
It's once a month, and it's in Leacock and McLennan. You can pick them up. And they're really cool. You should check them out.
And there's a new issue out.
Yeah.
Now, I think.
Yes, it's about sexual rights, I believe.
All right. So and we're going to hear now an interview. Could you introduce it a little?
Yeah, it's an interview by Tyler Fox, and it's Maggie Knight, and she's the VP of Communications. So they interview her about what JHS does on campus.
Okay. Excellent.
Hi, this is Stephanie Hu. I'm VP Radio for Journalists for Human Rights at McGill.
And I'm Tyler Fox, a new member of JHR McGill chapter.
Today we'll be talking to you about what Journalists for Human Rights at McGill does on campus, as well as the international organization. Do you want to talk about what we do on campus first?
Sure. So JHR McGill has three components. We have our newspaper, our event planning team, and our radio show, which is called Speak, which is what you're tuning into right now. And today we are fortunate enough to have our VP Communications come on the show and talk to you a little bit about how she's involved in JHR McGill and what their general mandate is on campus.
And just to tell you a bit about the international aspect of JHR, it's a relatively new organization founded by Ben Peterson about 6 or 7 years ago. And primarily they work in Africa, moving to a different country every 5 years to encourage sustainability. And in Africa, they work with different journalists, radio stations, newspapers, to train journalists there to report on human rights issues. And after our interview with Maggie, we'll be playing you an audio clip from one of those programs in Sierra Leone, actually.
Here with us now is Maggie Knight, who is the VP Communications of Journalists for Human Rights, McGill. So can you just tell us a little bit about who JHR is internationally and more specifically on the McGill campus?
Sure thing. So Journalists for Human Rights works with a number of countries in Africa working on creating a culture of media which stands for unbiased reporting and for empowerment of local journalists to report, especially on human rights issues, which often go unreported or underreported. On campus at McGill, and there are many other university chapters in Canada and now in the States and in Ghana, we do fundraising, we do awareness, and we generally try to engage the community about how media and human rights are fundamentally interrelated.
So Maggie, what inspired you to take part in JHR McGill?
Well, I've been involved with human rights issues for quite a long time. I guess in elementary school, you're taught about these things, and it captured my imagination. And in high school, I was very involved with Amnesty International running Right for Rights write-a-thons. But I was also contemplating a career in journalism. And so when I got to McGill and I came to activities night and there were all these clubs and it was really exciting, I actually almost missed the Journalists for Human Rights table. And then my friend was like, hey, you'd be interested in that. And I was like, oh my God, how did I miss that? And ever since then, I've kind of been addicted to it. So it's very fulfilling to be able to find a way that takes action on a passion of mine, but also lets me develop a skill that I'm hoping to work in later in life.
What kind of activities have you done with JHR McGill?
Mostly I've been involved on the writing, editing, and layout side for Speak newspaper, which comes out twice a semester. So I've written a couple of articles, and mostly I've been there for the intense late night layout sessions using InDesign and the Fairy Lounge. So it's been a good time.
Okay, so what are you planning to implement this year in terms of, engaging students on campus?
Well, we've got a number of events planned. We are, this radio show is branching out, and we're looking to do more collaboration with other clubs in terms of some fundraising. We're planning a massive party in January, so that's going to be really fun. I think we're also going to be doing some awareness nights, movie nights, speakers, that kind of thing, sometimes in partnership with other groups. And we hosted JHR's Train the Trainer conference earlier, which had a number of chapters from around the area come. And we will be hosting a similar Train the Trainer conference for people on the McGill campus and in the Montreal community who are interested in engaging people around the issues of human rights and media.
So what other groups on campus have you worked with in the past?
I believe we've worked with MGAC, UNICEF, and with Amnesty International.
Just to backtrack a little, you can tell us more about what each component of JHR does. The radio, there's newspaper, and there's the different events and fundraising that you mentioned.
Sure. So radio, that's us here now, I guess. So we're working with CKUT to produce, I think, 4 shows per semester is what I was understanding. And obviously that's developing capacity in the McGill community to be able to produce radio shows and focusing on human rights issues that the Montreal community would be interested in. Then we have Speak Newspaper, which sort of performs or fulfills a similar role, but in print. So we're looking at students, mostly on campus, who are passionate about human rights issues that can be domestic, it can be international. Some of them, it's because they've gone abroad and they've had amazing experiences in Indonesia or in Uganda, and they want to tell that story. And some of them, it's because they're passionate about issues that are going on here, or they learned about something in class that they want to explore further. And as for events, like I said, awareness, we do a lot of that, and also fundraising, where JHR is developing a new internship program, which will send JHR chapter members to Africa for a summer internship. So it's part of the chapter's job to help fundraise towards that. So we'll be working on that as well this year.
Okay, so just in general, why do you think it's important to kind of provide an outlet, in a journalistic form, as well as just kind of a dialogue between students in terms of human rights issues and experiences?
Well, human rights obviously affects everybody. Generally, most of us who are lucky enough to be in Montreal or be at McGill enjoy a great number of human rights. But there are also people in the Montreal community and in Canada and obviously internationally who don't. And so you need to have some medium for addressing that. And obviously the media is a hugely powerful one. And we've seen what the power of media can do in terms of mobilizing international aid or UN forces or whatever needs to happen. So just kind of making that obvious to people that, this is important, that this is not an invisible subject, that this is something we report on here and now.
Sound.
CKUTT 90.3 FM.
This winter, your J-Peak season pass comes buried in snow, guaranteed. With an average annual snowfall of 950 centimeters, J-Peak gives you your money's worth. Buy your student pass online at jp.ca before November 9th and take advantage of the preseason price of only $249. Whoa! The best part? If we don't hit our annual snowfall average this winter, you'll get your money back. Visit jayp.ca for the details. JP, once you get here, you get it.
All right, and I'm back here with Laura from JHR. I hope you all enjoyed that interview with Maggie earlier. So Laura, tell me a little bit more about JHR and exactly what they're their objectives are abroad.
JHR works internationally to build the capacity of media to report on human rights issues by training journalists in Western Africa and basically teaching them about how to talk about human rights issues, how to convey that in the media. They also don't report on the issues themselves, but they work to establish viable media infrastructure in the community, and they teach the journalists how to use the equipment, how to produce reliable and relevant pieces that will resonate within the individual communities, and how to avoid biased reporting. And also, importantly, to encourage sustainability, JHR leaves the country after 5 years. And one of the most successful programs that JHR has been involved in was the program in Ghana. It's been working there for 4 years, and over 25% of Ghanaian journalists have been trained in human rights reporting by JHR. And there's been a 65% increase in stories focused on human rights in the Ghanaian media since JHR began working for the country.
Do you know what other countries it's...
They've worked in 16 countries. I believe they worked in Uganda, in Mozambique, in Nigeria, Tanzania. They've worked all over sub-Saharan Africa. Yeah,
that's excellent. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what we're about to hear.
Okay, for sure. We're going to play an excerpt of a story done by McKay Taggart and Matthew Canoe. McKay Taggart is a graduate from Halifax Dalhousie University with a degree in political science and international development studies. And he's been working as a JHR trainer in Sierra Leone at Radio Maria in McKinney, which is a part of the country that was pretty much all but destroyed during Sierra Leone's bloody civil war. And in this excerpt, he interviews Angelique Kidju, who is a world-renowned Afrobeat pop singer, and she's worked with artists including Alicia Keys, Peter Gabriel, Carlos Santana, and Joss Stone. She's also a deeply committed advocate of children's rights, and her most recent album, Jinjin, speaks to her pride in her West African heritage. And one of her tracks, which I thought was really interesting on the new album, is a cover of the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter. And she transforms that classic rock song into a pan-national performance. And she simultaneously translates the song into a warning for her country. Commenting on the song, she had said, if you don't give shelter to the people who most need it, and if you don't treat them as your brothers and sisters, then what hope do we have? And I think that's a great message.
All right. Well, here's the interview with her.
Last Wednesday, September 3rd, was an exciting day for the people of Mankneto. Media, UN staff, and others descended on the village to welcome the world-famous Beninese pop singer Angelique Kidju. Kidju was in town to meet with the people of Mankneto, in particular members of the local women's club and young girls with whom she discussed the importance of education and women's rights.
So we have to encourage the ones that are making the effort to stay in school and to be educated.
So in a small building on the grounds of Omadia Primary School, Angelique Kidju spent over an hour talking with schoolgirls. Kidju, once a schoolgirl in West Africa herself, asked about their experiences growing up in rural Sierra Leone and about their plans for the future. Nana Kamara is a 17-year-old student from Mankneto. She was inspired by Kidju's visit.
I'm glad to see this wonderful woman come here today to talk about girl-child education and to enlighten us about the education that makes us a future leader of tomorrow. So I'm very, very happy to see her and talk to her and give us some of the advice that she has for us.
Coming from West Africa, Angelique Kidju says her background gives her special insight into the challenges faced by the people in Sierra Leone.
The challenges are the same in Benin too. The poverty is everywhere in Africa. And or we decide to take poverty as an excuse and we sit back and we do nothing, or we decide that poverty is something we have to count with and move around it and achieve greatness within poverty.
While touring the village, Kidju stopped to talk with Ami Masari, the public relations officer of the Mankne Mothers Club. Masari voiced her concerns about access to education for the children of the village.
We are not fortunate to be educated. We want our children to go to school. We work very hard on our farms to support our children, but still not enough to provide them their needs.
It was clear after her three-hour visit in the village that Kiju was impressed by what she had seen and heard. Before boarding the helicopter for her flight back to Freetown, Angelique took some time to share her impression with local reporters.
It's the first time I'm having to meet women of a community so dedicated to keep the children in school. It started there. The women are the ones that can convince their fathers to keep the girls in school instead of marrying them at an early age.
While it was brief, Angelique Kijo's visit to the village of Maknetu seemed to bring hope that the future of the girl child education in Sierra Leone is bright. In Makini, I'm Matthew Kanu reporting for Daybreak Saloon.
All right, and we're back. I'm Lee, and this is All Things McGill. Once again, joining me today is Laura from the Journalist for Human Rights. We just heard an interview with Angelique Kiju in her visit to northern Sierra Leone. So Laura, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today. Very quickly, I know you mentioned it before, but where can people find the Journalist for Human Rights flyer, the handout, and also how can they get involved?
Sure. The Speak magazine on sexual rights will hit the stands in Lee Cock and McLennan Library pretty soon, so you should pick it up and take a peek and stuff your massive McGill brains with a little more information. The archived issues of the newspaper and guidelines on writing, getting involved, the radio show info and events is at www.jhrmcgill.wordpress.com. So check it out. And then also look out for JHS events, including Speak Silence, which will happen pretty soon. And the next episodes of Speak Radio, which will hopefully happen pretty soon, will be focusing on local human rights issues in the greater Montreal area.
Excellent, excellent. So thank you again for coming on the show. And have a nice week.
Good luck
with your midterms and everything. We're going to play a song now by Angelique Kiju. It's called Batu. It's off her MySpace. Here we go.
Batu, 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 batu
right. And that's just about it for me this week. I've got a few quick McGill-related announcements. First off, it's PGSS's, that's the Postgraduate Student Society. They're presenting, it's their very first Gay October as part of International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgendered Awareness Month. It's happening all month. The events are free, and you can check out their full schedule on their website. So if you Google PGSS, I'm sure it'll come up. And also, the SMOOS General Assembly is tomorrow, October 7th. I think it's happening at the Three Bears Park, or the little space on campus. I'm not sure when it starts. I couldn't find anything on the SMU website, but hopefully you'll read about it or hear about it from other people. So keep your eyes open. Yeah, and have a nice week, and stay tuned for Free Radicals. Coming up next, I'm going to leave you with a track by Beck off his new album. I actually haven't heard it. It's the title track off Modern Guilt. He's playing tonight at Theatre Saint-Denis. So yeah, check that out if you're a Beck fan. Otherwise, I'll... you know, see you next week. Modern guilt, I'm under lock and key.